Welcome to this prayer. I'm Daniel, and I created this prayer because I know that prayer has the power to shift things in the spiritual realm. Now, before we pray, I want you to know that this moment is not an accident. God brought you here for a reason. So right now, open your heart, agree with me as I pray over you, and let's trust God for breakthroughs. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we gather together and come into agreement in the wonderful and powerful name of Jesus Christ. Where two or more are gathered, there you'll be in the midst of us, and anything we agree upon as touching, you will surely do. Father, in Jesus' name, there's no distance in the Spirit, and we thank you for the person I'm praying for who desires this prayer to you. Heavenly Father, today I lift up this person before you, asking for your divine provision, wisdom, and favor over their finances. Lord, you are the source of all things, the one who owns the cattle on a thousand hills, and nothing is too hard for you. No matter what their financial situation looks like today, remind them that lack is not their destiny, struggle is not their portion, and worry is not their inheritance. You have called the person I'm praying for to live in peace, trusting that you are their provider, their waymaker, and the one who multiplies even the smallest seed. Lord, just as a tiny acorn holds the potential of a mighty oak tree, I pray that whatever they have in their hands today, no matter how small it may seem, will be blessed, multiplied, and stretched beyond what they can imagine, in Jesus' name. Teach them to sow wisely, to give with a cheerful heart, and to trust that when they put you first, everything else will be added unto them. Let them see that obedience in their finances is like planting a seed in rich soil. In due season, the harvest will come. If debt is weighing them down, Lord, be the burden lifter, the chain breaker, the one who makes a way where there seems to be no way. Just like you parted the Red Sea for the Israelites in Exodus chapter 14, verse 21, part a way through their financial struggles. Let unexpected provision come. Let divine ideas flow. And let supernatural wisdom guide their decisions. May they not be bound by fear, but walk boldly in the truth that you supply all their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Father, if fear and anxiety try to creep in, whisper peace to their heart. Fear is a thief. It steals rest, joy, and clarity. But you have given them a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. I pray they rebuke and refuse to partner with worry, and instead hold on to faith like a tight grip on a lifeline. Like Peter stepping out of the boat, may they fix their eyes on you, not the waves of financial stress, knowing that as long as they walk by faith, they will not sink. Bless the work of their hands, Lord. Let opportunities come that they never expected. In Jesus' name. Open doors that no man can shut. Let divine connections be made, promotions be released, and creative solutions come to light. Your word says that you give us the ability to produce wealth, as it says in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. So I ask that you unlock their potential, stir up new ideas, and pour out strategies that lead to increase. I declare over them today that they are not forgotten, not forsaken, and not fighting this battle alone. You are Jehovah Jireh, their provider, their source, their sustainer. When they give, bless their obedience. When they step out in faith, meet them with favor. If they feel weary, strengthen them to keep trusting, knowing that breakthrough is coming. Lord, as I close this prayer, I seal it with faith, believing that testimonies are on the way. You are working behind the scenes, orchestrating solutions, and setting up the person I'm praying for with blessings they didn't even see coming. May today be the beginning of a new season, one of abundance, wisdom, and supernatural provision. We believe and receive everything we've prayed and give you glory in advance, for this prayer is answered. In the wonderful and precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Daily Effective Prayer Podcast.
This is Daniel, the creator and founder of this online prayer ministry. I pray you are blessed by this prayer. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast right now so you don't miss a single prayer that I upload. Share this prayer with someone you care about. If you want to submit a prayer request to me or find out more about my prayer ministry, click the link in the description of the show notes. God bless you, and thanks again for listening.